Кто вы, мышонька?
Authorities in Chile have recently approved a $1.8 billion plan to dam two rivers in Patagonia for hydroelectricity, triggering angry protests and claims that much of the area's unspoilt wilderness will be destroyed. The Hydro Aysén project envisages five dams to tap the Baquer and Pascua rivers, an isolated area of fjords and valleys, and generate 2.75 gigawatts of power for Chile's booming economy. The government has championed the dams as vital to poverty alleviation and economic growth, but public opinion has split, with many saying the project is unnecessary and will devastate an ecological haven. The Chilean bishop Luis Infante de la Mora has also spoken out against the planned privatization of water in his country. My friend Benedictine abbot Timothy Wright is a regular visitor to Chile. A couple of years ago he had already told me about this very controversial project, and now, just recently back from the South American nation again, he brought me up to date on the latest worrying developments. And by the way, before I begin, all the music in this program has been especially written and composed for the Patagonia Chilena Sin Represas, the campaign for Chilean Patagonia without dams.
When I last spoke about it, the Colbún NL group, forming a particular company called Hydro Aysén, planning to develop five big dams in Patagonia, which is an area right down in southern Chile, which has one of the top five sources of fresh water in the world, and is a very remote area, very vulnerable to massive exploitation. And this scheme, which has been now running for several years, has generated a lot of local opposition. But what is interesting in my return this time, of course, is to be brought up to date on where they're at. And they're now reaching the end of the consultation period when the various organisations can submit their queries, questions, fears to official bodies who then process these questions and see whether there are satisfactory answers from the Hydro Aysén. The first thing that needs to be said is, of course, that this whole project at the moment, of course, is in two parts, and this is only part one, which is the building of the dams. Getting the electricity from the dams to Santiago or to the mines further north is a much bigger project involving a transmission line over some thousands of kilometres. And itself, the line of it, the extent of it, the size of it, of course, covers one of the most active seismic regions of the world. And the detail for that has yet to be produced. So the process is dealing with the dams as they are now, the dams in Patagonia, the consequences of these dams.
A very worrying aspect of the issue, as Father Timothy points out, is that Chilean police have arrested dozens of protesters and clashed with hundreds more, and at the same time have made quite sure the news does not hit the headlines.
During my time there, there was a coordinated series of demonstrations around various cities in Santiago, in other parts of Chile, by the group who are against the whole of this project. Significantly, thousands of people turned out in central Santiago, opposite the presidential palace, the Moneda, to demonstrate, and likewise in other big cities in and around Chile, but also, of course, in Patagonia as well. Significantly, those demonstrations received no publicity whatsoever, neither on the television or on the radio, or least of all in the newspapers, which is interesting because in the 12 months since my last visit, the popular view of this project has changed quite significantly. When I was last there a year ago, probably over half of the population were in favour. I mean, there was probably 40-odd% against, but nevertheless, over half were in favour. But now it has swung quite dramatically. in the popular mind against the project. Well, over 60% in the latest poll are stating that they are not in favour of it, and they have huge suspicions about it.
¿Cuántas veces nos dijeron que era esencial que el agua no se niega y libre debe circular?
Having said all that, the people who are close to it, with whom I spoke, say that it's probable that the agencies, once they have taken the last lot of queries and questions and heard the replies, it's quite likely that they will approve the building of the dams. Whether that then means that it goes to the president for a decision.
Meanwhile, Father Timothy told me there has been a development on the side that could, if not turn the tables, at least offer a possible alternative way forward.
Into the scheme of things, a very interesting development over the last 12 months has been the permission by one of the mines themselves to build their own power station. It's these mines producing copper and other minerals which are the biggest consumers of this new expansion of electricity production, which is vital for the Chilean economy, of course. But they have got permission to build their own power station. And the fact of that permission has led others in senior places to say, well, if they can build it, well, why can't the others build their own as well? And we don't have to have the exploitation of the south with these long transmission lines if they can build their own power stations nearer the mines. So that is a question that hangs uncertainly in the public domain in Chile at the moment.
Solo para favorecer el negocio de unos cuantos empresarios chilenos e internacionales.
That is where they're at the moment, and wise people seem to think that the longer the delay, the more difficult it's all going to become, and politically, even if the president was to say that the dams could go ahead, the company would be assuming then that the transmission line would also be approved. Well, that has not yet been through any detailed planning. It hasn't been through any public scrutiny, with the result, therefore, that although there's a line on a map, precisely where that line is going to go has not been fixed. The size of the power lines, the size of the columns, etc., all that still has to be worked out. And the question, as I said a moment ago, of building it on a very fragile area of the Earth's crust with volcanoes and earthquakes happening not infrequently. But that's good news that it's moving forward. It's good news in the sense that there is some hope that Patagonia will be saved, simply because the popular mood is not in favour of this project, knowing now that there are other ways of doing it. Of course, Enel and Colbún Hidroaysén will say they've put a lot of money already into the project, but one knows that money isn't the only element, and the fact of the matter is that the long-term future of this wonderful part of the world in Patagonia is of much greater importance, not just to Chile, but also to the whole world.
Environmental experts agree that the Hidroaysén dams are a risky investment for Chile and would threaten a region of global significance. What's more, numerous studies have shown that Chile can sustainably and safely meet its energy needs through increased investments in non-conventional renewable energy and energy efficiency with far less environmental, social and economic costs.
Violando los humedales, desolación y ceniza, y me van a encementar mis flores y hortalizas.